Game by A.C. Efferman, narrated by Alex Lehman. Game, the Sydney series, part one, a thriller set in Sydney, Australia by A.C. Efferman. In loving memory of Sue Efferman, missed forever. Prologue. Brian and Sally walk through a landscape of shadows, lit up only by distantly spaced streetlights. The night is densely dark beyond the sidewalk, and an illuminated window high up on a building is a white square that hangs suspended amidst the dark surroundings. The deserted street is a contrast to the blinking lights on the casino that is now out of sight behind them. Brian had looked at the time on his mobile before he turned the phone off in the bar's men's room, and the time had shown 2:30 a.m. then. That would have been about 30 minutes ago, he thinks now. Words flow continuously from Sally's mouth, and Brian pretends to listen. He's startled when she starts to giggle. Sally finally falls silent when they walk into a shadow from a wharf building, and Brian takes the opportunity to let his hand slide over Sally's back. He moves his hand up to her shoulder, and then down on the other side towards her breast. The sound of a car engine breaks the silence, and for a second, they're illuminated by headlights before a car sweeps past them. When the red taillights are swallowed by the night, Brian's hand squeezes Sally's breast and she turns to face him. A hot wave of desire rushes through Brian's stomach and down to his genitals when his tongue slips inside Sally's warm, wet mouth. The pressure inside him is building and he needs to release it. He takes Sally's hand. This way. I know a place where no one can see us. Her hand suddenly yanks his when they step out on the boardwalk, and for a moment he thinks he's misread her signals, that she doesn't want to. Wait, my shoe. Her hand leaves his. The heel is stuck between the planks. I need to take my shoes off. For some reason she's whispering. Brian exhales. The glow from a streetlight reaches them where they stand, and he watches as Sally crouches down and unclasps the buckles on her high-heeled shoes. There's a clucking sound as waves make contact with the wooden poles under his feet. The wind has picked up, and clouds cover the stars in the sky. Further out on the wharf is a lit-up entrance. Why is the light on there? Brian looks up at the wharf building's facade, but he can't see any other lights. Sally has taken her shoes off. She takes his hand and they walk towards the light. Inside an illuminated glass door, they see wooden steps leading up into darkness. When they've walked a few meters past the entrance, everything is black. Sally clings to Brian's arm and giggles. I can't see a thing now. Where are you taking me? She's surprised to feel his body stiffen. What the fuck? Brian tries to adjust his eyes in the dark. He stepped on something soft but firm, and he feels his weight press down whatever it is that lies under him on the boardwalk. He quickly takes another step and almost trips over when his foot touches a larger soft mound. He manages to keep his balance and take a larger step, and this time his foot lands on wooden planks. A stench is in his nose now. He registered the smell seconds earlier, but then it was part of the many odors that rise from the water below. It smells like dead rat. But Brian knows he hasn't stepped on a dead rat. Sally stares into the compact darkness without seeing. She stopped when Brian's hand suddenly let go of hers. I'm a bloody idiot, she thinks. Brian has hardly said a word to me all night, and then he takes me here, to a place that's pitch black and smells like sewage. He's obviously planned to have sex with me, and now he's abandoned me for some fucking reason. Hey, what are you doing? What's going on? Brian ignores Sally's angry questions and crouches down. His fingers are stiff and uncooperative as he tries to light his cigarette lighter. The small flame finally ignites and reveals much more than he wants to see. He gets to his feet and takes a few unsteady steps in the dark. As his half-digested meal of fish and chips splashes the water surface below, Sally gets down on her knees, and in the light from the flame on her own cigarette lighter, she sees what has upset Brian's stomach. Sally has never sobered up so quickly. Chapter 1. Morgan is in a bushfire. He's surrounded by tree trunks that seem to dissolve and change shape as he looks at them through veils of gray smoke that slowly whirl around in the still air. Charred pieces of bark and black...